USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Attorney General William Barr is denying he's influenced by the president in the case against Trump's ally Roger Stone. On ABC News, he said President Trump's tweets about cases before the Justice Department make it impossible for him to do his job.
I have a problem with some of the tweets. I'm happy to say that, in fact, the president has never asked me to do anything in a criminal case.
Barr has agreed to testify before the House Judiciary Committee next month as questions arise from prosecutors who quit the Roger Stone case. The prosecutors had recommended a lengthy prison sentence that the Justice Department would not back.
What am I going to do, sit back and let a man go to jail maybe for 9 years when murderers aren't going to jail? Look, you have some of the most serious, horrible rapists and everything else. They don't go to jail for 9 years.
The president in an interview with Geraldo Rivera. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
The Senate approved a bipartisan measure limiting President Trump's authority to launch military operations against Iran. The resolution says he must first seek approval from Congress. Republican Senator James Inhofe does not agree with the vote.
The Iranians will interpret a vote in favor of this resolution as tying the president's hands, and that would lead Iran to believe once again that it can get by with anything.
The president is expected to veto the measure. During a campaign stop, Democratic presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg apologized for a controversial police tactic.
There is one aspect of approach that I deeply regret, the abuse of a police practice called stop and frisk. I defended it, looking back, for too long because I didn't understand then the unintended pain it was causing to young black and brown families and their kids. I should have acted sooner and faster to stop it. I didn't, and for that I apologize.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
House Republicans continue to defend President Trump in the Roger Stone case, as USA's Tim Berg explains.
As Democrats continue to accuse President Trump of assaulting the rule of law in the Roger Stone case, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says this is all about impeaching the president.
Attorney General Barr is coming before the committee as well, but there's no issue here. It's just like everything else that the Democrats went to play. They do not have facts. All they have is a mission to impeach, and this is all they continue to drive. When the rest of America would like to move on from their nightmares they put us through, and let's start working on issues that America cares most about.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The parents of a teenage girl who died in the Parkland, Florida school shooting in 2018 have filed a new lawsuit against the federal government. Andrew Pollack and Shara Kaplan, parents of Meadow Pollack, filed the complaint in federal court in Florida. They accused the government of failing to take any action whatsoever to prevent the February 14, 2018 shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. They state the FBI knew that Nicholas Cruz had the desire and capability to carry out a mass school shooting. The shooting happened exactly 2 years ago today. 17 people died, including 14 students and 3 teachers. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.